adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Just as the escape of Lil, Kitty, and Kolo from Thorson's Island has been affected by Jungle Jim, and they are all safe aboard Captain Kennedy's schooner, things began to happen. A submarine started to shell the schooner without warning. When Captain Kennedy decided to make a run for safety by a zigzag course, the sub's big gun started to miss its target, but soon found the range again, and the next round toppled the mainmast and started a fire amidships. Then the submarine ceased firing, stowed the deck gear, and silently sunk beneath the waters when a Navy scout patrol plane approached. Its pilot made a landing to investigate and took Jungle Jim back to its cruiser, whose captain then dispatched a company of Marines to clean up Thorson's Island once and for all. But Thorson does not give up so easily. The Marines were met at the beachhead by gunfire from the native guards.
I'll keep that mortar popping at that gun position. That's too close for comfort.
Yes, sir.
No fire data from the outpost. Elevation 2140. Change fuse point is 0.78.
Well, it's a lot warmer reception than we expected.
Well, and I didn't dream that Thorson would dare make a move like this. Why, it's desperation on his part, that's all.
This kind of guy's in a desperate business. This proves it. Look out, down the sandbag. Oh, I can see that line of bullets making marks in the sand right across the beach coming for us.
Oh, thanks, Captain. Gosh, you don't plan to give them even a little bit of a target.
How many men did you say he has under arms?
At least 200.
With their advantage of position up on that hill, we might have to get some naval gun power to work. But even that's a ticklish job. We're standing in too close. It's almost impossible to draw back from here now.
Here's one of your sergeants coming along like a snake. Boy, look at that guy. Gosh, where did he learn that trick?
Basic Marine training. Any of them can do it.
Well, he needs it. I didn't think anyone could cross that strip of beach and live.
Captain.
What's up?
Sergeant Duffy reporting, sir. Compliments of Lieutenant Smith. We can't advance one inch. Their firepower makes any such attempt not worth the cost.
Well, it's the same story here. Certainly well protected. They got every advantage. There's only one thing to do, Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
You return and tell Lieutenant Smith all that is expected of him at present is to hold his position. You got to find some other way than a frontal attack to solve this problem.
There's no way around them at our side either, sir. We're up against a 200-foot cliff at the end of those woods.
Well, I'll just carry my instructions to your lieutenant and tell him we'll find a way to crack this nut.
Yes, sir, thank you.
And be careful.
How's that, sir?
Say, Captain, you know, I've been thinking ever since we've been here. Now, there's no chance for a direct advance. It's too tough. No chance for a flank movement to the left. The cliff is in the way.
Captain Swain, what? Captain Swain, we can't make no headway on our side at all. Advance patrol reports at least 30 machine guns mounted on the wall, and they know how to use them.
Lose any men?
Only 3 missing from my platoon, sir, and 4 slightly wounded. But it's no use trying to get up there without artillery support, sir.
I know it, but you get back there and just hold them.
That we can do, sir. We got cover on the edge of the bush.
All right, dig in and do it.
Yes, sir.
Great bunch of guys you've got, Captain.
Too good to expose to the bullets of this riffraff in front of us. They're not worth it.
So what's your plan, then?
Well, if I thought we'd be up against a show like this, we'd have landed a couple of 75s. May still have to do it.
How much time will that take?
Have to wait for doctors, anyway. Bring them in tonight, and then we can wind this up in an hour.
Well, that gives me plenty of time to try a little gag that I've been thinking up, Captain.
What gag?
Well, I'm not much of use here. At least I haven't been up to now. And if you could let me have one man, a real good sharpshooter, I think those guns could be silenced. Not all at once, but one at a time.
Don't even think of it. You couldn't get 10 yards into that clearing before you'd be cut to ribbons.
I hadn't figured to go anywhere near the clearing. Here, let me draw a plan of the castle and grounds in the sand here.
Go ahead, I'll listen.
The castle is here in the center of the island. See, the cliff protects it on the left.
Right.
But over here, where the hill slopes down, there's a marsh. It extends almost to the other shore. Now, that area is one they won't pay much attention to. So here's the plan. I figure.
Figured... While the Marines are trying to find some vulnerable point in the defense, Forson and his aides, all the advantage of position being with them, plan their next move.
Ha 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 ha! Bolles, stop! Stop dead in their tracks! Ain't a one of them dare show their noses.
That isn't news. I told you that would happen. But how long do you think we can hold them?
Well, we can hold them for a week. For a month, if we want to.
Now you're just as dumb in the other direction. Get this. We can hold them off just as long as they don't open up with naval guns.
Oh, they can't do that.
Oh, can't they? I'm surprised they haven't done it by now.
Just when we're winning, you guys get cold feet and you want to quit.
Maybe you'd like to stay here and be a hero. A dead one, probably. Bill and I were just talking about a getaway.
Well, you're going to take me, Bull. You can't leave me here. I don't want no sinking ship either.
We'll take you. Now sit down and keep quiet. We got plenty to do first.
Yeah. Suppose you let Tom here get all the stuff out of your piles, Bull.
No, I want you to do that, Bill. I've got my code books. You empty the files and burn everything.
Right.
Get your own codes from the radio tower and meet me in the underground harbor by the elevator in an hour.
Right, Paul.
Say, you better take a turn around the wall. Keep those natives steamed up.
Yeah.
Tell them we're going to make an attack tonight. Tell them we'll take no prisoners and they can keep any till helmets they capture.
Okay, Bill.
Hey, I always wanted one
you
of them.
You don't need one. You've got a tin head. Come on. Don't miss anything, Bill. I'll see you in an hour.
All right, I won't.
Now, listen, you. We've got to work fast, and you keep your wits about you.
Sure, Bull, sure. What do you want done? Where are we going?
Down to the powder magazine.
Oh, we ain't short of ammunition. I got cases of it up on the wall.
Listen, keep that trap of yours shut. All you've got to do is obey orders. We're going to the powder magazine, understand?
Sure, Bull. I thought you wanted more ammunition.
Don't think. That's my job.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in.
Sure, Bull.
This is a cold deal from here out, Tom. This layout is doomed. Even if we got rid of the Marines, the place has lost its usefulness. The Navy would watch it like a hawk.
Well, let them watch it. We won't be here.
Yeah, they won't have anything to watch.
What do you mean, Bull?
You'll see. Here, Tom, help me pile these cases near the shaft.
That TNT?
Yeah. Come on, come on. What are you staring at?
Okay. Oh, hey, I get it now, Bull. We can blow the whole show to Kingdom Come. What an idea. What a laugh. I'd give anything to see those Marines when the whole thing blows up in their faces.
Well, you won't see it. Before it happens, we'll be miles out at sea. They're going away on the sub. They're getting it ready now.
Yeah. What a laugh. Hey, wait a minute, Paul. We got to get the native guards off the wall before you set it off.
We're not going to set it off ourselves. We'll use a time fuse.
Yeah, I know. But what about the natives?
Well, what about them?
We got to get them out of here.
Do we? Why?
Oh, Paul, it'll all get knocked off.
Now, wouldn't that be too bad? Listen, stupid. If they knew about this, they'd desert in a minute. And those Marines would be swarming over the place like fleas. We've got to stay there, understand? They've got to. Of course, it's unfortunate, but, well, it's them or us. And we've got no choice.
I suppose you're right, Paul, but, gee, some of those guys are all right guys.
Ah, they're cattle. Don't bother me with any such details, understand?
Yeah, all right, Paul.
There. Those are stacked okay. Should make a nice little pop when they go off. Now, get me one of those time fuse mechanisms from that closet over there.
Yeah.
Here's one, Paul. I got it. That's a cute little gadget, ain't it, huh?
Yeah. And mighty efficient.
Did it work, Bull?
I'm going to test it now. Well, she's
listen
okay.
To that.
Let's see if the trip works. Yeah. See, Tom? Works every time.
Yeah.
Now, this end is set. You go back up and get Bill. I'll be waiting for you, and hurry. You can't set this fuse until you guys get back.
Yeah, okay, Paul.
Goodbye, Tom.
While Bull and his mob are preparing to get away, Jim has explained his plan to Captain Swain, and with full approval starts out on a dangerous mission with only one companion, Marine Sergeant Mullins.
Well, good luck, Bradley. You got a better than even chance of getting away with it.
It's just crazy enough to succeed.
Thanks, Captain. I think it's worth trying anyway.
All ready, sir. And here's boots for Mr. Bradley. Hope they're the right size.
Oh, thanks. We'll soon find out.
All right, now, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Your commanding officer is Jim Bradley here. Obey any commands that he sees fit to give.
Yes, sir.
Why, they fit like a glove. Ready, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on. Now, here's the plan.
Yes, sir.
We're going to travel straight west and then turn south through the swamps. From there, we'll wind up behind the first machine gun emplacement. If we can take that, the rest is easy.
Makes good sense to me, sir. We should be behind them before they even know what hit them.
We'll take it easy through here now. They might have some roving sentries. Although I suspect they'll figure that the swamp is protection enough.
I certainly tipped my apple cart with that stuff, didn't I?
Maybe you were luckier than you thought. A bullet just nicked the tree up there. Now, take it easy. Take it easy. Keep down.
Yeah.
There's some guards up ahead.
Now, let me at them.
Wait a minute. Not so fast. Remember, they can shoot, too. You take cover behind the stump. I think I can get him to stick a nose up.
Jose!
I got him. Take it easy. Now, take it easy. There's more.
One! Got another. Boy, this is fun. Where'd you learn that trick? Why, you're better than a bird dog.
From the Indians. Now for the swamp. And to wipe out the rest of these rats.
Can Jim succeed? Can he outwit all the guards? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.